So yesterday in the special, I talked about the psychopath kid. Dude's doing great. Kid's doing great. Keep help. You know, the other day, I said, your brother was mad at you because you didn't do your work. And then you got, and you said, okay. When you're the one that didn't do your work, that's no good. You gotta focus. You gotta focus on what's important. It's virtue that's important. And it's all about other people. Life is about other people. Life, good and bad, is about other people. How do you deal with the psychopath or the antisocial, the sociopath? How do you deal with it? Understanding other people. It's all about other people. Everything's about other people, other people. And you know, craziness is really about other people. The thing about crazy people is that they hurt other people. Crazy people hurt other people. And it starts simple. It starts with warnings. And so many people become crazy because others missed the warnings or ignored them. Remember, crazy people hurt others, and they don't hurt everybody. Not usually. They hurt one person at a time first. They zero in on one person. They hone in on one person. They get all fixated about these three people, and they hurt those people when no one else is looking, and they go out in public and they act normal. But then they get back in private, and then when they're alone with those people, then they're mean to those people somehow or another. And there are all kinds of different ways of hurting people, and it's all different kinds of crazy. But crazy people usually hurt others, maybe themselves. But crazy people are a danger to others. That's the argument in court. You know, this man is a danger to himself and to others. You know, that's what crazy is. You know, in so many words, I am not an expert. I'm an experienced. And that's what I'm speaking from. So I read the articles and I live it and I make it work and I observe it. And this is the thing about crazy. The people that they hurt call for help. But everybody else says, oh no, that's not true. No one would do that to you. You're the one with the problem. Now hold on. I'm going to run with this today and I want you to hear what I'm saying. This is the whole thing about everything in the world today. Crazy starts with someone that's hurting other people, one person at a time in private. And then one of those people who's hurting asks for help, shares the story. How come you don't go see your friend anymore? Because he did this. Or, you know, they tell the story. They try to say why they got a divorce. They try to say why they had to run away from home, or they try to say why they left that church, or they try to say why they got fired from Google after writing a paper. They try to say what happened, and then other people say, oh, no. They would never do that. I don't need to ask. Look, I don't need evidence. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to check. I'm not going to verify. I'm just going to say it. No one would do that, so you must be lying. You are the problem. Maybe you don't know you're lying because you really, really are crazy. You're the other people don't listen to that person who's complaining. And I've seen it so much in church abuse. There's a book called Growing Up Fundamentalist where it talks about the horror stories inside churchianity. And, you know, Jesus is great, but once you make him into an institution, it becomes as abusive as an institution. Well, the inmates are running the asylum, so to speak. So people start acting crazy. They do little tiny things that seem strange. Look, a baby velociraptor is going to grow up into a big velociraptor. You need to kill it while it's a baby. Don't look at, oh, it's so cute though. We want it. Oh, look, it's a little baby rattlesnake. I want my children to play with it. It's so cute. We look at crazy people doing little tiny crazy things and we think it's cute and okay and small and no big deal without any idea that it's going to grow up and become a big monster one day. And people try to tell us. The victims call for help. He did this and it hurt me. Please, someone stop that person. Oh, no, no one would do that. You're the problem. You're just mad. You just hate little baby cute rattlesnakes. And we don't listen. And then the problem grows and grows. And we got a big problem. And then, once crazy becomes big, then everybody gangs up with the pitchforks and the brooms and the shovels. And they go and they mob the person. They mob the crazy person and attack the crazy person. And it never occurs to anybody, get the crazy help. Get help for the crazy person early. If you got to do it late, but get help and get help early. I'm not sure what else to add to that. That's how crazy starts. Crazy people hurt others, and those others will call for help. We got to not call those others crazy when they say what the crazy person's doing. And people, little tiny baby crazy things, oh, that indicates a lot more is coming, and a lot more might be going on when you're not looking. We ignore it far too long, and that's the problem in the world we have today. That's what's going on with China. China's grown up into this big thing. They started little tiny steps in Hong Kong. I think it was about 2014, they tried to put in a few little laws adjusting the election, and everybody said, oh, it's no big deal. Hong Kongers were mad about it. But the rich people in Hong Kong, now they're angry. But other people in Hong Kong, oh, that's just, no, they're just trying to be nice. They're just trying to be fair. Oh, that's no big deal. And they continue, here we are 6 years later. Now China's looking at making a law that if anybody disrespects China's flag while they're inside Hong Kong, it's prison for life. And the law is being passed in China to take effect in Hong Kong. That's a violation of the treaty. China changes nothing in Hong Kong until 2047. Then they can. So we might be looking at this treaty being dissolved. There was an agreement in 1984. China will change nothing in Hong Kong. And based on that, Hong Kong goes back to China. China's been breaking that rule, it looks like. We could see if things continue to develop. Now, this is the big hard part. See, when someone's mean, how much of a right do you and I have to be mean back? See, someone steals your pencil. Does that mean you can kill the person? You're allowed to do anything as a matter of principle. Really? No, there's a limit. And as much as China's doing something that's wrong, that they're going absolutely crazy, destroying Taiwan, destroying Hong Kong, because it's their right to control the world. If there was just one government in the whole world, there wouldn't be any war. So let's kill everybody, do anything, burn anything, destroy anything in order to get that. With that as China's model, oh, you know, when does it stop? That's the attitude they have. Now you think about it. Americans have much the same thing. Baptists and Pentecostals should be friends, but they fight over things that they've never really understood. When they're talking, they use the same words differently, and they use different words to say the same thing, and they think they're arguing when they're not, because they don't really listen. They don't understand each other for the ideas. They only understand the words used in only one way instead of a different way. You know how words in a dictionary have multiple definitions? Well, you're using the first definition and the other guy's using the other definition. Can you see that happening? You're not going to get along with people and make peace if you can't. You got to really understand people, and that's part of knowing words and how to use words and how people use words to say the same thing differently and different things the same way. And we've got to see through all that and be patient. But too much in America, someone's wrong, and so I think I can go attack that person and do whatever I want. No. Just the same, Britain and America, you know, Hong Kong came from Britain. So it's really Britain's problem, not America's. America's a big voice of freedom in the world, but it's It's a forceful voice of freedom, but to protect people, but it's Britain's problem. America can't do anything about Hong Kong unless Britain says so. We can have our own policies. We can say how we relate, but it's really, really, really Britain's issue. So as all this develops, Britain can't go to the mattresses and call in the nuclear weapons until, whatever, invasion, whatever, until China gets really, really, really bad. Because that would make us the bad guys. That's just a thought, something to think about. You know, there's a line. And I run into people that defend China by saying, well, if people would just let China control Taiwan and let China control Hong Kong like it should, like is good, like it always did before, then China wouldn't be so bad and cruel to everybody else and it wouldn't be a problem. If you just let China have what they want, then there wouldn't be a problem. People actually say that. And it sound, and I'm hearing an Asian person defending China, but you know, it sounds so much like a Baptist and a Pentecostal arguing in America. We all do it. No. Just because that person is bad doesn't give you a license to be just as bad or worse. There's something about patience. We got to have patience. And only that, patience, is going to get us through the days ahead. See you tomorrow.